everybody. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Hola. Thanks for joining us on Inside Geocaching HQ. I am Chris Ronan, username RockChalk, one of the staff here at HQ. On this episode, we are talking about GIF, the Geocaching International Film Festival, with Aaron Thompson, who is the point person on GIF for HQ. I learned some interesting things during this chat. Sadly, there were some terrible puns that reared their head at the end of the talk. It wasn't a good moment. It wasn't a good time, but we made it through. Just some puns that make you groan. So if you want to, you know, fast forward when you get to that part, I wouldn't blame you. But up until that point, it was a great talk. So without further ado, here is me and Aaron chatting about GIF. Okay, so Aaron, before we get into what you do now, let's start with what you started doing here at HQ. Because a lot of people will recognize you from having visited Geocaching HQ.
Yeah, so 2 years ago when I started here, I began in the Visitor Center. I was the Guest Experience Coordinator, and it was a super fun job. I loved meeting geocachers, so all the geocachers who would come in to visit headquarters, I would greet them, support them. They'd get to have a good time in the Visitor Center here at HQ. We talk about all the things they could do around the neighborhood, the geo tour, all of this stuff. So it was really great to greet visitors from all over the world. And then 4 months ago now, I moved over to the community volunteer support team and am working specifically with translators and supporting the volunteer translators.
And you've become a pretty hardcore cacher. Were you before? Compared to rational people.
Compared to rational people.
Let's not include me. I'm not rational. So let's compared to rational people, you're a pretty hardcore geocacher. I mean, you're really into the game.
I am. Yeah, I started in 2011. A friend introduced me, and very very quickly I fell in love. But originally, I did it often when I was traveling. I would look up neat caches in the spots where I was going, and I really didn't have a super deep understanding of some of the different unique cache types, but I was pretty involved, and I had found quite a few caches, and I would consider myself very committed when I started working here, and then it just went bonkers. And I loved it, and I go geocaching all the time now. I don't think I'm as hardcore as some, but it is definitely a part of my life. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to put that genie back in the bottle.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, so today, though, we're talking about GIF, Geocaching International Film Festival, and your involvement with GIF, which that began last year, or was it even the year before at all?
Even the year before, right after the 2015 film festival happened in November, I was asked if I wanted to help support the project going into 2016. And I said, yes, it's such a fun promotion. I really love GIF. And I was very excited to be asked to help with it. And it was an exciting project to take on while I was still in the guest experience coordinator role. And because I was already hearing so many stories from geocachers, and thinking about the ways that those could be represented on film was really exciting, and seeing the enthusiasm around the film festival really caught my attention. So I started, well, now it's almost 2 years, being somewhat attached to the film festival. And this year I got to really step up and be the lead. Before it had been coordinated by two people generally, and then this year I got to step up and lead it. So that's been really fun.
So for people who aren't familiar with GIF, let's give them the rundown of what exactly it is.
Yeah. So at Block Party in 2013 was the first... Yeah, that was the very first time the film festival happened. And it was part of Block Party here at Geocaching headquarters. There was a call for films made by geocachers, a finalist selection of, I think, 16 films were selected, and they were shown at a venue here near Geocaching HQ. And so people who came to Block Party may remember that event and attended and got to see these really fun heartwarming videos made by geocachers. And that happened again at the block party in 2014. And then in 2015, it was slated to happen as part of block party, but it rained out. The venue was outdoor. It was raining. It was very, very windy. And so they had to cancel it. And I think somewhat to the benefit of geocachers around the world, a new plan was hatched to take the film reel that had already been selected for 2015 and share that globally with geocachers who wanted to create events all across the globe. And it was a huge success. So from one event at headquarters with Block Party, it then went to event hosts, 400, 500 event hosts around the world hosting this film festival weekend and getting to share those videos, the finalist videos, with thousands, tens of thousands of geocachers around the world. And that's where it's come to today. We are quickly approaching the GIF weekend of 2017. We have 17 finalists this year. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it's fun to think back to 2015 and Block Party and that rain out and how disappointed everybody was. But like you said, it really is to the benefit of the international community that, you know, we hadn't thought before about what it's now become. And it's kind of a happy accident that it's become what it is now.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really fun to see it where it is.
So the people that are the finalists now, how did this process start? Like, how does a person get to that point where they are one of the finalists for this GIF weekend?
Yeah, the GIF is actually kind of a year-round promotion, even though, I guess, from the standpoint of what I'm doing here at headquarters to support that, because it's pretty elaborate. The call for submissions for videos for filmmakers to submit their geocaching videos really goes out in early spring. And so before that, we are putting all of the new information up on the website. There's an official Geocaching Film Festival website. And last year we got to create a fun little video to promote submissions. And then so early spring, we are announcing this and pushing out to the social channels that it's time to start making your videos. So that happens in early spring. But I'll tell you that people have already told me that they are thinking about the films they want to make for the future. So I think for filmmakers, this process is kind of year-round, and it's become something really fun to think about what they might submit for the next year. But that's generally the schedule, is in spring we put out the information. The call will often pick a theme. This year the theme is the art of geocaching, and that's to be loosely interpreted. Geocaching can be an art in many different ways. And so then we started receiving videos from filmmakers. They have to be under 3 minutes long. And we started accepting them through August 1st of this year was the cutoff for those films to be in. We received 50 films this year, submissions. And then here at HQ, we put together a panel of judges who are all HQ staff. And we have a judging selection process during the month of August where we come down to the finalist. This year it was 17. In the past, it's been 16. It's kind of fun that it's 2017 and there are 17 finalists. It wasn't intended. But we look for 60 minutes of content for a film reel. And we picked those final 17 in August, and then we announced that to the winners, the finalists, and also to the geocaching community in early September. And then that brought us into beginning of September is when beginning of August, event hosts could start submitting videos for November weekend of the film festival. So it kind of just rolls through the whole year. And yeah.
Okay, so as the films are being judged here at HQ and are being whittled down to the finalists, what are some of the characteristics that make for a film that ends up among the finalists?
Great question. So we actually have four official criteria for GIF films that we present to filmmakers to help them think about what they might do for a film. So production quality is important, the way it looks on the screen, the quality of the video. Although we do have several finalists this year that submit and film their videos on iPhones or other mobile phone devices. So
I think I actually saw a feature film, or I've seen maybe a couple of them, that they've talked about how they're filmed on iPhones now. So it's the kind of thing that's almost becoming a little more, not necessarily commonplace, but certainly it's not as much of a an oddity as maybe it used to be.
A barrier to entry or a stretch to be able to film something that would meet the quality standards that we are hoping for to show the international community. To be able to film that on something that at least a lot of people have access to. So production quality, content is really important. Is it family friendly? Is it informative, inspiring?
We've seen some really hilarious. You kind of skip past family friendly. I just have to step in for a second and say we've seen some pretty hilarious stuff that didn't quite, unfortunately, meet that one.
It's
an important standard for our community and for our game.
Yeah, I mean, the hope is that the film festival is an event that a family could attend. I see many photos with kids attending these events, and so that's something we do watch for, and is important in the overall game. Creativity is important. So is it a new theme that we haven't seen before? Is it something represented in a new way that we haven't seen? And then contribution to the global community would be the fourth one. Is it going to be relevant to a global audience? Is it something that geocachers around the globe can relate to, if that's an emotion or a feeling, or whatever it might be, these themes that we see in geocaching that people can relate to across the globe is something we definitely look for. Now, I would say there are themes that we see a lot that, because we see them so often, they have to be done very, very well in order to meet the bar. So I would say that first to find hunts or cache compilations of people out on a day of caching often do have, because there are so many of them that get submitted that are that story, because we love them. That is a normal day in the life geocacher activity that we all can relate to, I think most of us can, that we see that theme a lot. And so the bar for that story or that storyline is often much more difficult. And that's where the creativity piece comes in. A new perspective we may not have seen before often will rank a little bit higher.
And so then you get to the point where you've got the reel, and also you're starting to look at GIF events and that whole process. So what goes into a GIF event? Because you also are, I think maybe you're the decider on on making sure that a GIF event, that a submission fulfills all the various criteria. So what does that entail?
Yeah, so it entails a few things. One is that events are reviewed like any other event would be reviewed on geocaching.com. It's seen by a reviewer. They review it for all of the normal criteria. Now, after that, there's another step that GIF does have as a layer, which is event hosts have to submit a form to us, and that is the form that we are reviewing. Now, it is not that difficult if the event is actually a GIF event where the film will be shown. That's one of the biggest pieces, is this event actually to show the finalist film videos? That should be the focus of the event, to get people together to celebrate this really fun finalist video moment. So that's what we're primarily looking for when those event hosts send that form over to us. Those will get accepted if the event is on the right day. GIF weekend is November 2nd through November 6th. So if a form comes in and there's an event that's outside of that window, unfortunately, we won't send them the film, because then the people attending won't get the souvenir for GIF weekend. And so there's just a couple things we screen for in that event process. So we have 581 events currently vetted, which is the exact same number as last year. So that's fun. And we expect a couple more stragglers might roll in over the next week. Other than that, there's a few other pieces that go into it. So we're looking at merchandise. We have some fun GIF merchandise. That's a project we get to work on with our creative team, getting the fun gnome stuff this year. GIF has always been a really whimsical, fun, creative project. And so it's fun to see the merchandise represent that, but I am most impressed by event hosts. I am seeing all of these images from all over the globe. We have events in over 50 countries this year, and they're already sending me pictures of the logbooks they've made or the voting sheets they're going to use. And it is, I'm just overwhelmed by how creative the geocaching community is for GIF. I mean, in general, but especially for GIF, they're really going above and beyond. So that's really fun to see right now.
Yeah, wasn't there one that was like a black tie event?
Yeah, I heard about one that's a black tie event. There's several that do all kinds of different voting. Last year there was a 3D event, so all of the geocachers brought homemade 3D glasses. They were just silly and fun to the event, and so everybody had on their fun 3D glasses. All kinds of fun ideas.
Yeah, it's always remarkable when you give an idea to the community, where they go with it is always a blast to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we go back to the films, one of the things that you and I talked about before was the translation that goes into this, right? Could you talk a little bit about that whole process with getting, obviously these films come in different languages, and then getting them translated into other languages?
Yeah, so one of the requirements of the submission process is that the film can be in any language, but if it's in a different language than English, we do request subtitle files in English for that, so that we are able to create a whole subtitle file in English. But from that point, we actually transcribe all of those videos and get those uploaded so that our volunteer translators can then help to translate those into, I think we have 20 languages available this year for subtitle files for GIF, so that those local communities all over the globe, I mean, we have Korean and Hebrew and many of the European languages available this year, which is so fun to see it. So thanks to the translators who have translated these files, it'll now be available across the globe.
When you talked about events, another thing I've seen is some of the cool voting that they do at individual events. Now, HQ doesn't have a community-wide vote on these things, but we've seen times when individual events will vote and then even send awards, right, to the filmmakers in other parts of the world, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's so fun. So I've already seen several ballots that people are making for their local events. Many events, I think, will vote amongst the local event to pick who they think the overall audience winner should be, or some events even create criteria. So they might pick one, they might have three winners, one that is the overall winner, or one that is the most heartfelt, or the most like the comedy award. It's up to event hosts to decide what they want to do. The only piece that we support at Geocaching HQ, I guess, technically, is we do a reviewer award. It's called the Signal Award. And so we send the file of finalists out to reviewers, and they get to pick their favorites, and we compile those votes, and then we will announce that on Tuesday, November 7th, after the GIF events. And now we do that on purpose because we don't want to influence the local event hosts and the local communities from picking what they think will be their favorite. And it's amazing to see the diversity, I think, because different communities think in different ways about geocaching. So it's fun to see them pick their video that they think is the best, because it represents, I think, the really wide range of styles of geocaching and what communities like. And then, yes, they create their own awards. I've seen gnome trophies being sent to the winners. I've already seen a few of the awards that are ready for this year's that event hosts will be sending. So it is really fun to see how well received the videos are, and also how much fun it is for the filmmakers to receive the praise from the community.
Why? Did we cover it all?
I think so.
I think we did. The more I think about it, I think we probably should have filmed this, because it's about GIF. We should have created a film reel of this interview.
Yeah. It's one of the things we like to say about GIF around here is it's a little GIF-rent.
Oh my God. Has anybody ever said that until just now?
Always.
Really?
Alex and I always say that. And the winners of the filmmakers who are finalists, get a free year of premium membership, and we also mail them a coin, one of the GIF coins, and we like to call those gifts with two F's.
I knew Alex was in, and we should give a shout out real quick to Alex and Reed for the work that they've done over the past few years, and Reed especially. I mean, it was kind of her brainchild, wasn't it? The whole GIF thing.
Yeah, and making the films, and Reed has continued to help create the trailer video for the GIF weekend, helped create the call for submissions video this year and last year, has done a lot of work to support it. And also, I think some of the creativity and just lightheartedness of GIF really comes from the support from Reed and Alex over the years. Yeah.
And I knew Alex was into puns, but I had no idea that GIFs?
Yeah.
GIF friend?
It's perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good way to end this, I think. it can't...
Well, one more. Well, thanks a gaffillion.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. See, I warned you about those puns. It got a little rough there, didn't it, there at the end? But we got through it. So, what would you like to hear about on Inside Geocaching HQ? There's one way to let us know. Email us at podcast@geocaching.com. That is the address, podcast@geocaching.com. Tell us what you would like us to cover. We will see if we can incorporate your ideas into an upcoming episode. We will not be doing any episodes about puns. This was the only one, and it was just one of those deals where Aaron slipped it in there at the end. But if I know it's coming, we don't allow it. All right? Sound good? Okay, I'm going to go somewhere and try to get these puns out of my head. In the meantime, from all of us at Geocaching HQ, happy caching.